The beach at Ocean Grove is closed after two teenage girls were attacked by a shark last night. It's extraordinary.
Frightening.
Dr. Leonardo Guida, shark scientist at the Australian Marine Conservation Society. Doc, good morning to you.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
No worries. What sort of shark could it be?
Yeah, it's going to be difficult to find out what kind of shark it is, but I would take a guess and possibly say it was a bronze whaler. Bronze whalers this time of year will come into Port Phillip Bay and Western Port to pup, and they're also known to come quite close to shore in the surf areas as well. So the possibility could be one of those, but fortunately enough, from what I've heard, the girls are doing okay in hospital, so that's the most important thing. It's good to hear they're doing all right.
So, Dr. Bronze whalers, are they happy to go quite shallow? Ocean Grove is a pretty shallow beach, I think.
Yeah, they don't come quite close to shore. And as I said, they could be making their way back up into the bay, depending on the size of them and yeah, getting ready to pup for the summer waters.
Mm. Does to pup mean to give birth?
Yes, 100%. That's correct, yeah.
Is there a hot spot for sharks in Victoria?
There's no hotspots that I'm aware of. Basically, if you put your finger in the water and it tastes like salt, you can pretty much guarantee there's sharks somewhere. So Victoria's got a lot of shark species. Fortunately enough, plenty of them are not really particularly aggressive. But in this case here, unfortunately, it seems like the wrong place at the wrong time.
So, Doctor, we were talking earlier that when we were growing up, there was always a shark plane, a shark spotting plane. They don't appear to be, I certainly haven't seen one for a long time. How come?
Well, a shark spotting plane is probably, fortunately enough, these days here we've got drones, which are a lot cheaper and a lot easier to run, and lifeguards will use them. And again, from what I've heard, I think the lifesavers down at that area there have put some drones up, or will be putting some drones up just to keep an eye on the water so that they can open the beach up once everyone's it's safe to go in and they've got their eyes on the water for everyone.
Doc, I can't remember a shark attack in Victoria. Can you bring to mind when was the last shark attack on a human being in Victoria?
I had a quick look at the records, and from what I could see, there was a shark bite at 13 Beach in 2016 and another one at Bells Beach in 2016.
Wow.
They do happen, but fortunately enough, they are quite rare incidences. And luckily enough, I don't think we've had a fatality since, I think, the late 80s.
No, the last fatality in Victoria, I'm pretty sure, was 1956.
Yeah, unless...
Well, Ando said it was 1967, and I looked up the records, and they've got the death by shark attack in 1967 as Prime Minister Harold Holt.
Which
so I don't think that was ever established.
No.
Would we ever get a great white in Victoria?
Yeah, that they do come in. I can't remember the exact year, but I think a few years ago there was one spotted by a few people out fishing off the coast of Lawn. And great whites traverse through the Bass Strait across our coastlines. Magnificent animals, but fortunately enough, in this case here, both teenagers have ended up okay in hospital, lucky.
So, Doctor, what is it about Cottesloe that makes it, that seems to be a hot spot?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. Scientists are trying to investigate more as to what environmental factors are likely to drive sharks into certain areas. I'm not overly familiar with the Cottesloe area. But you can have instances such... Yes, sorry, go ahead.
Let me ask you this question. I once met a Boeing engineer and I said, just distill all your knowledge about flight into one commandment for me. And he said, never fly on a Russian plane. Doc, what is the last beach in Australia that you would swim at?
I'd happily have a crack at any beach. I'd just avoid trying to swim at dawn and dusk.
There we go.
There we go. You've distilled it.
Thank you.
Right, avoid swimming at dawn or dusk. Doc, lovely to chat with you. Dr. Leonardo Guida, shark scientist at the Australian Marine Conservation Society.
And the two teenagers, it was at dusk.